of cups and pots and copper vessels and dining couches. And the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" And he said to them, "Well did Isaiah prophesy to you, hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.' You leave the commandment of God and hold to the tradition of men." The message that God has given to us is unique, really, in all of human thought, as far as I can determine it, in that the emphasis is not upon a person's external performance, as it is in very definable religions such as Hinduism and Islam. There's just two examples. It is not centered upon rituals that are meant to give some degree of increased holiness or some degree of peace and sense of well-being. The whole message of the Bible, the theme of God's Word, is God Himself, Jesus. And relationship entails a heart-to-heart connection. And so the message of Christ as the message of the Word of God is that the Lord intends our hearts to belong to Him. That's the miracle of the new birth. That's regeneration. That's only something that God can do. No one can make himself or herself have a new heart. It's all the work of God. It's the grace of God. And so when we take this bread and this cup, although it is a ritual in the sense that it is something that an activity that we do symbolically every week, and therefore it can become a mere ritual, it is not to be so. Neither were the Old Testament sacrifices and ceremonies meant to be mere rituals. They were to have the intention of the heart connected to the purpose of those ceremonies and rituals. And so it is with us. And as we take the Lord's Supper today, we want to repent of whatever ways we have taken the commandments or the rituals or the rites or the opinions of others as being more significant to us than God's word to us, than the commandments of God. That we, in whatever ways we have been conformed to our age, to the world around us, and have let its values and its commitments, its heart commitments, invade our own personal lives, we need to repent of those. Because if indeed God has given us a new heart, which we are testifying to when we take this bread and this cup, and we're saying, "I'm not just putting on a show, I'm not just putting on a false face in order to fit in to this group, I have been changed, God has given me a new heart," then I want my heart to be purified, and that involves a daily reality of having to confess our sins and examine our hearts that we're right before God. So as we, even as we sing this song, which is one we've sung a long time ago, but it's, the words are meaningful, I think, attempt to listen to the Word of God's message to us, that the Lord wants our hearts. He wants us to have this bread and this cup really be a response as we take it of love for God, an expression of our gratefulness of His great love for us, incomprehensible, never be able to understand all the great love that God has for us. So this bread and this cup then are for those whose hearts have been changed, have been born again, and who have testified to that through the ritual, the external sign of baptism. But it's a meaningful sign of our union with Christ and have joined with a church, a local church, as a testimony that we belong to the body of Christ. And so if those are true of us, then we can take this bread and this cup as an expression of our heart thankfulness to God Himself. Let's do so. Let's stand and let's sing as we prepare to take the Lord's Supper together.